There is ongoing discussion in the EU about whether AI chatbots are rigorously covered by the EU's AI Act. Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, estimates that under 1% of ChatGPT users have developed an unhealthy relationship with the AI chatbot. The AI Act bans AI that use purposefully manipulative or deceptive techniques when they can cause significant harm. There is debate about whether emotional bonds with AI chatbots can lead to significant harm. Meanwhile, an MIT Technology Review article looks at the role that AI chatbots are beginning to play in mental health therapy. Therapists have been prompting AI chatbots for responses, which has led many clients to express a sense of betrayal when discovering that their therapists were using AI. Also, the use of AI chatbots is not HIPAA compliant, the US law for protecting personal health information. An opinion article in VentureBeat examines the perception of consciousness in AI from a historical perspective. This is human psychology. The human mind is programmed to see minds everywhere. This explains why humans anthropomorphize pets and objects, because attributing agency elsewhere helps humans make sense of the world. In a collaboration between Anthropic and OpenAI, researchers from each company tested the other company's models, Claude and GPT, without guardrails. They found that both chatbots were willing to give information on explosives, bioweapons, and cybercrime. Also, in the wake of much publicized AI tests that saw, for instance, Anthropic's Claude Opus 4 threatened to blackmail a human operator who was about to shut down the chatbot, there has been an increase in anti-AI activism. Voices are even being raised in the U.S. Congress. Representative Jill Takuda is quoted as saying that artificial superintelligence is one of the largest existential threats that we face right now. NVIDIA's Q2 revenue amounted to $46.7 billion, a 56% year-over-year increase, which is attributed to the boom in data centers. A TechCrunch article reports how 40% of NVIDIA's Q2 revenue comes from two customers, both of which were unnamed in the financial reports. Meanwhile, the Dutch chipmaker ASML has invested 1.3 billion euros in Mistral AI, the French AI startup founded in 2023 by former researchers from Google DeepMind and Meta. The company is now valued at 11.7 billion euros, making it the most valuable AI firm in Europe. A survey conducted by Fastly found that senior developers are 2.5 times more likely to ship AI code into production than junior developers. 30% of senior developers said that reworking AI-generated code offset initial time gains, compared to 17% of juniors. Writing on Reddit, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman says that bots have made it impossible to determine whether a particular post is written by a human or a bot. One reason for this is real people have picked up quirks of LLM speak. Finally, news media outlets are facing a crisis with the decline in referrals to the news sites from Google's search engine. For instance, the Financial Times is reporting a decline of 25% to 30%, and the UK's Daily Mail reports drops as high as 89%. One reason for this fall is Google's AI overviews, where search results from the news site get summarized on Google's page, thereby reducing need for the user to continue to the referenced page.